Last month, Pope Francis announced he would create a commission to study whether women can serve as deacons, as they did in early Christianity. Supporters of a female priesthood converged in Rome this week to coincide with the Vatican's Jubilee. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
Across the Mediterranean, early Christian frescoes and bas-reliefs carry the names of women deacons and even bishops, such as Phoebe, Hilaria, Ausonia, Euphemia, and Theodora. But in 1994, Pope John Paul II not only decreed that women are definitively excluded from the priesthood, he even banned all discussion of the topic. 22 years later, a female priesthood became the focus of a panel in Rome. Marinella Peroni, a theologian and New Testament scholar who teaches at a pontifical college in Rome, said John Paul's edict even urged that students report errant teachers.
In Rome, several professors were denounced to the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith. This had immediate consequences on their right to teach, and it led to paralysis.
Also present was Father Tony Flannery, whose support for women priests was one reason the Vatican suspended him from public ministry. He rejected the claim that since Jesus' disciples were male, only men can minister the sacraments in persona Christi, in the person of Christ.
That is such a ridiculous argument. In fact, that argument has its rightful place back at the time of the flat earth and the persecution of Galileo.
Panelist Jamie Manson, columnist and book editor at the National Catholic Reporter, said a female priesthood would be an important signal in a world where women suffer disproportionately from violence, poverty, lack of education, and trafficking.
Imagine if a church of 1 billion people, with this charismatic, really rock star pope, suddenly said to the world that women were truly equal to men. Imagine the power that would have over cultures across the world, where this patriarchal idea of women's subservience to men is at the root of all that women suffer globally.
Sisters, carry on. It may be rocky and it may be rough, but sisters, carry on. Sisters, don't lose the dream.
The next day, the organizers of the unofficial Jubilee of Women Priests gathered in the shadow of St. Peter's Dome. It was their first ever official public demonstration in the city. There are some 150 women worldwide who function as priests in defiance of the church. They perform baptisms and weddings and celebrate Mass in house churches. But after Pope Benedict XVI issued a decree in 2010, all those women are automatically excommunicated from the church. Some of those pioneering women priests also came to Rome this week, and they scored another first. Janice Sevra-Jusinska, ordained a bishop in Kentucky in 2008, says she and another woman were received by an official in the Secretariat of State, one of the Vatican's top departments.
We talked with a wonderful priest. We were able to give our letter to Pope Francis, our petition to lift our excommunications and stop all punishments against our supporters, as well as begin dialogue with women priests.
While we spoke, police officers approached the group. A policewoman in civilian clothes asked, "You're here to promote the role of women in the church? To let women become priests like men? Put them on an equal footing?" I asked what she thought about this. She laughed and said, "Oh, I'm just a police officer." But it does seem the policewoman went out of her way for this group. She and her men escorted the women all the way into St. Peter's Square, where Pope Francis was preparing to celebrate Mass for thousands of ordained male priests. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.